For WireGrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A Monday afternoon standoff with police in Headland ends peacefully. Henry County Sheriff's deputies were called out to a home near St. Peter's AME Church after reports of a man firing a gun in the air. When police arrived, that man ran inside the home and refused to come out. Following an almost two-hour standoff, the man surrendered to deputies. No word of any charges. The trial of a former Houston County prosecutor who's accused of having an online relationship with a past defendant has been set for July. The trial for Mark Johnson has been pushed back twice. Since last October, Johnson has asked for the charges to be dropped since he says the evidence was based on questionable information. An Alabama bill will be considered in the Senate that would allow Alpha Insurance to offer health care benefits to its members. Alpha Insurance specializes in car and rental insurance. SB 232 would allow the company to expand into the health care market. The bill is awaiting a vote in the Banking and Insurance Committee. 11 men from three states have been arrested this week following undercover sex trafficking sting by Dothan police. A press release Monday confirms the operation over the past several days involved catching men in online chats looking to meet underage children for sex in Dothan. The men arrested came from as far away as Toledo, Ohio, but several were local, coming from towns including Dothan, Enterprise, and Troy. A Wiregrass family is safe following a fire on board a Carnival cruise ship this past weekend. WDHN reports Paul Dickerson, a Geneva County Sheriff's deputy, was on board the Carnival Freedom with his family when it's believed lightning caused a fire in the large exhaust funnel. No passenger injuries were reported, and the ship was back in Florida yesterday. More tax dollars going out of Alabama as two lottery jackpots continue to grow. There was no grand prize winner in last night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday's jackpot climbs to $865 million. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing will be worth $1.1 billion. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.